Thank you, Sophie. Now we turn back to some charitable projects, and it is wonderful to see they are constantly underway. This week we hear of a local doctor who is cycling for charity and a boost to the Paralympic ski hopeful. But we'll start with what is called a bubble fun run. Norwich will be awash with bubbles when East Anglia's Children's Hospices, EACH, brings an exciting new fundraiser to the city. Bubble Rush is a 5-kilometre fun run with a difference, as participants head off among a sea of bubbles before passing 4 bubble stations where cannons pump out coloured foam to create a 4-foot-deep bubble bath. EACH will be hosting the event at Earlham Park on Saturday the 5th of May. Runners will go off in 2 waves, with the first starting at 11 a.m. and the second at noon. Emma Benstead, EACH Norfolk Events fundraiser, said there's no race element, so participants are welcome to run, jog, walk, dance or toddle through the foam. It's a completely natural and safe mixture.
A Norwich doctor is swapping his stethoscope for his bicycle and heading off on an epic solo adventure. Bob Minns, a GP at Magdalen Medical Practice in the north of the city, plans to pedal about 6,000 miles along the Silk Road from Turkey to China to raise funds for children's cancer charity Click Sargent and the Against Malaria Foundation. He will start his quest on March the 3rd in Istanbul and will then travel alone through Turkey, the Caucasus and Central Asia, arriving in Xinjiang in northwest China in June. Dr. Minns is no stranger to adventure, having previously worked as an expedition medic on 15 cycling or trekking trips abroad over the past 13 years, and cycled unsupported with friends and his son Leo in the Himalayas and across Malawi, Zambia and Morocco. However, this latest trip will see him explore some new parts of the world.
An aspiring disabled skier has welcomed a funding boost from Norwich No. 1 Round Table. Sam Cousins, a visually impaired 11-year-old from Heatherset, has skied in the Norfolk race team for 2 years and has been invited to train with Great Britain's Pathways squad. The £100 donation from the men's charitable organisation will help towards the cost of a new pair of boots. However, Sam needs to raise much more to support his training. On top of his regular practice in the UK, Sam has been invited for a training trip to Teen, France, as well as 2 further camps in Pila, Italy. All of the training is self-funded, and this year alone is likely to cost in excess of £8,000. Sam's mother, Becky, said, "As parents of a child with a disability, we want to encourage him to gain confidence in any way we can, and this has really helped."
A Norwich maths teacher and his students have raised more than £1,000 for cancer research. Hundreds of students and staff at the Hewitt Academy brave the cold for a sponsored jog around the school's playing fields on Wednesday, February the 7th. Teacher Joel Lawrence organised the run in memory of his stepnan, who died from cancer when he was 13. He said, "I was overwhelmed and amazed by the amount the students raised. My nan was a really positive influence on me and my family, and I hope the money will help other people being affected by cancer and bring forward the day when we have a cure." The school raised £1,100 for the charity. Mr. Lawrence hopes to hit his fundraising goal of £1,500 by running the Greater Manchester Marathon in April.
Well, we've reached the end of part one for this week, so it's goodbye from
Paddy
and goodbye from me, Ian. Please stay tuned and enjoy part two, and after that, the recording of the Let's Talk magazine.